After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down key provisions of the Voting Rights Act, the Republican-led states of Texas and North Carolina pushed new requirements that critics called voter suppression. So it was significant when conservative Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner issued a call to restore the law at this week's meeting of the Republican National Committee.
I am committed to restoring the Voting Rights Act as an effective tool to prevent discrimination. This is something that has to be done by the end of the year. It ain't going to be easy, but when we all are together, we shall overcome.
Now, a second Wisconsin Republican, 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy, is joining Sensenbrenner's call to bring back the Voting Rights Act.
I agree with Jim. I think we have to look and see how things have changed, you know, and modify the legislation to meet the problems that we face today, but we don't want to see any discrimination. We want to prevent it. And I would support Jim in his effort to restore the Voting Rights Act to prevent discrimination. And again, for the world that we live in 2013.
But UW Marathon County political scientist Eric Giordano says he wants to see how Duffy would update the law before he can assess its impact on voting rights.
There are some caveats here, and the devil's in the details. What does that really mean, updating it for 2013? He's probably right, but you know, we need to see what that's going to look like.
Eric Giordano and Sean Duffy made their remarks on a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.